Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Alex.
And last time we were talking about a really cool holiday that people celebrate in Mexico or in Latin America. It's called the Day of the Dead.
Right. We learned a little bit about where it comes from. We learned how old it is. And we learned what people do for it and what many people think about it. A lot of people start thinking that the Day of the Dead is a day about evil spirits, because on the Day of the Dead, people wear these masks that often look like skulls or ghosts.
But actually, it's not a scary holiday at all. It's actually a holiday that's a celebration of life, because what it does is they believe that the ancestors or their family's ancestors, their family members, basically, they kind of wake up from the dead and they visit them. So it's a time where it brings families closer together, and they also celebrate the life of their ancestors. They celebrate the people who have passed away. And it's a really, really happy and lively day.
Right. It's a day on which, and it's on November 2nd every year, people think that it's a day when you can be close again to the ones who have passed away, because they believe that the dead wake up from their sleep, the spirits of the dead come back to this world to visit their loved ones.
And again, like on that day, people wear masks, they paint their faces, they sing and dance, and it's a really, really fun holiday to check out. So we also learned that it was a tradition that started in Mexico, but now many other countries in Latin America celebrate it as well. And on top of that, it's UNESCO selected it as an important cultural holiday. So if you do get the chance, it's really worth checking out. But we're going to learn a little bit more about the Day of the Dead, so let's take a look at our article for today.
Reading. Celebrating life on the Day of the Dead. On the Day of the Dead, the celebration often begins at home. Families will gather to share some foods and drinks that their ancestors enjoyed when they were alive. People will look at old pictures of the dead, and the adults will share stories about their lives with the younger generation. Later, families will visit the final resting place of their loved ones. After cleaning the graves, they will leave some flowers and gifts. In the late afternoon, everyone in the town will come together for a large festival. Colorful skull decorations are everywhere. Most have smiling faces, though, bringing some light to the subject of death. One of the best parts of the festival is its big parade. String puppets and large skeleton dolls walk out in the streets as people dance to guitar music and set off fireworks. Remembering and honoring the dead remind people that they're part of the circle of life. It also encourages them to enjoy every moment because life is short.
Right. We start by learning, on the Day of the Dead, the celebration often begins at home. So things will start with something you do at home, maybe with your family.
Just like for the Ghost Festival, usually people maybe pray at temples or they do something inside of their homes to kind of like pray to the ancestors. That time is called Guimen Kail, so they might do some things at home first. It starts off somewhere first, and then the rest of the celebration or the rest of the rituals begin. Okay, next in the article it says, families will gather to share some foods and drinks that their ancestors enjoyed when they were alive. So, of course, these are people that you know, these are people that are a part of your family. So they must know that, okay, their ancestors love to eat this food or love to drink this thing. So they will prepare food and drinks that their ancestors will enjoy too if they were alive at the moment. So here it says, families will gather together. When you gather people together, this verb means to bring something together into a group. So people can gather, meaning that people come into groups and do things together. For example, we can say the coach gathered her players together. Maybe the coach said, hey, come on guys, come over here first before the game, and to give them kind of like a pep talk and to say, okay, this is what we're going to do for this game. You guys can do it. So the coach says, come on guys, come together. Let's have a quick chat before we play the game.
Right. Next thing we learn is what they do there. People will look at old pictures of the dead, and the adults will share stories about their lives with the younger generation. That word generation is a noun that means a group of people who are close to the same age. When we use this word about families, we mean how, in your family, there are groups of people around the same age. There's you and your siblings and cousins, then your parents and their siblings, that's your aunts and uncles, and then your grandparents. So, this first thing that they do at home for the Day of the Dead is to get together at home, and the older generations tell stories about the people who have passed away to the younger generations.
That's kind of cool. You get to hear stories about maybe someone in your family that was a general or something.
Right.
I think that's kind of interesting to learn. Next it says, later, families will visit the final resting place of their loved one. So again, in the beginning, they might do this. They have this kind of ritual. They have this thing at home.
Right.
Maybe in the middle of the day, they go out to celebrate with other people in the town or in the city. And then afterwards, they go visit the resting place of their loved ones. Okay, let's take a look at our grammar point here. We're going to look at 动名词, which is called gerunds in English, and 现在分词, or present participles. Okay, so 动名词 is when a verb acts as a noun. So for example, we can take a look at the verb smoke. Okay, we know that smoke is an action that means maybe you take a cigarette and you smoke it. But I can change smoke into smoking and use it as a noun. So what I do is I basically add ing to the end. And this time, the smoking becomes a noun. It becomes something that is done. So for example, I can say, smoking damages your lungs. Okay? Or I can also say, you should quit smoking as well. And this is how we can change this verb into a noun and use it as a noun instead. Now, we have another grammar point here, which is 现在分词, and it's used to describe things like an adjective. Now, the same thing, we can use a verb, we can add ing to the end and turn it into an adjective to describe or add more details to something. So, for example, if I say, the barking dog next door almost drove us crazy last week, I'm using barking here as an adjective and not as a verb to describe the dog. Okay, I can also use the word interesting. For example, I can say, this book is interesting. And here, that means interesting is not a verb, but it's actually an adjective, and it's used to describe the noun book.
When we left off, we heard that the people celebrating the Day of the Dead were going to go visit the graves of their loved ones, the resting places where their loved ones from past years are having their final rest. Article now says, after cleaning the graves, they will leave some flowers and gifts. And that word grave is a noun that we use to refer to the place where someone is buried. The grave includes the area of ground a person's body is buried in, as well as the stone with their name on it that marks that spot. So they go and visit the graves. They don't go in necessarily, or they maybe don't go in a sad way, but they go in a happy way where they're going to decorate the graves and show how much they appreciate the person who was buried there.
Mm, right, because remember, the Day of the Dead is not a celebration where it's, oh my God, it's so scary, we need to be careful. Again, it's a celebration of life for them. So they go with a very happy and positive attitude, and it's all in good spirits. Next it says, in the late afternoon, everyone in the town will come together for a large festival. So I think this is a part that most people see in the movies or in pictures. We see
right.
People on the streets with the masks, with the gold masks, and then people are dancing. They're wearing very colorful dresses and clothing. And I think that's what we mostly see on TV. Mm-hmm. And maybe for some people who don't know a bit about the culture, they think, oh, wow, that's kind of scary to see so many skeletons walking on the street. But actually, it's a very, very fun festival. People can now gather together in the town and to kind of just celebrate life with each other. Okay, next in the article, it says,
colorful skull decorations are everywhere. And that word colorful that we just used is an adjective that means having lots of bright and beautiful colors. We often use this word about paintings or maybe TV shows or flowers or some animals. An example of the way we might use it would be, Tina went swimming in the ocean and saw many colorful fish. So if you stick your head in the water and you see a lot of fish that are many bright colors, maybe a green one, a red one, a blue one, there's lots of colorful fish.
Right, and if you guys have seen the movie Coco, you can remember a scene in the movie where everyone wears all these different colored dresses, and you can imagine that scene when we talk about the Day of the Dead celebrations. Okay, next in the article says, most have smiling faces, though, bringing some light to the subject of death. So yes, when we talk about death or when we think about death, it's usually a very sad thing. But actually, with the smiling faces on there, it brings some light. So it makes it kind of a lighter subject and a lighter way to look at what death is like. So here, we see the word subject. A subject is basically a topic. So it's it could be a person or it could be a thing that is being talked about, that is being discussed, or that is being described.
Right.
Sometimes when you have meetings or you have something important to talk about, you might tell people the subject of the meeting. So, for example, today if we want to talk about cleaning, I might say, oh, the meeting for today, the subject of the meeting for today is about cleaning. How can we make the office cleaner? How can we make our classroom cleaner? That's the subject. It means it's the topic that you're going to talk about. That way, other people get an idea of what you want to say, so they're not caught off guard and don't know what we're going to talk about.
Right.
For example, we can use it in a sentence like this. The new museum is the subject of an article in today's paper.
Right. And when we're talking about that, all those people together, maybe in the colorful outfits, the article says, one of the best parts of the festival is its big parade. Mm. So they have a big parade together, lots of color, lots of those masks that we learned about, and they go down the street like that.
Ooh, I really want to see this in person too. Next, it says, string puppets and large skeleton dolls walk out in the streets as people dance to guitar music and set off fireworks. So it actually sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can see puppets, they have these dolls. Again, the skeleton theme is a very important theme to them, and it's nothing scary at all. There's going to be guitar music, Latin music, and what people do is they set off fireworks. So when you set off something, it means you cause this thing, like a device, to explode or to signal something to start. So in this case, it means to let the fireworks go off. They need to put the fire on the little string part and let it explode in the sky.
Right. And that word firework is something that you're probably familiar with. It's a noun that means the things that shoot into the sky and blow up into colorful lights. They're a big part of holiday celebrations around the world, and you see a lot of them around the Day of the Dead. So they were first made in China.
Mm. Oh yeah, I think they were first invented.
Yes.
Or it was like, first invented in China. So that's pretty cool how one invention in one part of the world is now used by many people throughout the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so next in the article it says, remembering and honoring the dead remind people that they're a part of the circle of life. Okay, so again, it's nothing scary at all. By doing these things, we're trying to remember and to honor people who have passed away. And it's also a way for people to be reminded that, hey, this is a circle of life. We are born, we live, and then we die, and this is just how life is. Okay, so again, here we see our grammar point. Remembering and honoring here are used here as 动名词.
And that word honor that we just used is a verb that means to treat in the right way or to treat with respect. We talk about honoring the dead when we mean talking respectfully about them and doing things that show we appreciate them. A local example of honoring the dead might be a similar holiday to Day of the Dead that people celebrate here in Taiwan, and that's Tomb Sweeping Day. Another example of how we use the word honor is the holiday of Father's Day. That's the holiday when people are supposed to honor their fathers.
And Alexander, you're right. Tomb Sweeping Day is actually very similar to Day of the Dead, where we honor and we pay respects to maybe people who have passed away or even family members who have passed away. So these two celebrations are quite similar. All right, let's take a look at the word remind. Remind here is a verb and it means to make someone think about something again. Now, you help this person remember something. So for example, if you use a smartphone, sometimes smartphones remind us of important things or events that are happening in our calendar. And it does this to let us remember to think about, oh yeah, we have this thing to do at 2 p.m. today.
Right.
We can also say that smartphones give us reminders, okay? If I add an ER at the end, reminder is a noun. So they give us reminders, things that we need to remember.
Right.
Let's use remind in a sentence. We can say, remind me to buy some groceries after work. Okay, tell me again, let me remember, try to help me remember to buy some groceries after work, or else I'm not going to have any dinner and I'm going to starve. So let's continue reading. Next in the article, it says...
It says here, it also encourages them to enjoy every moment because life is short.
That's true.
While it's not a scary holiday to think about death, it is a time when people might think about death and think about enjoying their life while they are alive.
Because you never know what can happen. And I think it's a really great reminder that we should cherish every moment and that we should really appreciate the things around us. So that's a great holiday to celebrate. Hopefully we'll get the chance to actually go to these places and to see it in person.
Yeah.
But for now, let's take a quick break and let's take a look at our For You chat.
For You Chat.
And our chat question for today is kind of like the thing that I said earlier. It's asking, how is the Day of the Dead similar to Tomb Sweeping Day in Taiwan? And I think Tiffany can answer this better than I can.
Okay, so how are they the same? Well, they both celebrate life. They are both, you know, honoring our ancestors. We're trying to, you know, pay respects to them. The one thing that's different, though, is in Taiwan, we don't have celebrations. We don't have parades down the streets. Instead, in Taiwan, we just go to the tombs. We pray. We burn some incenses. And we also burn paper money. So paper money and these, you can actually fold like paper cars, paper houses,
right.
Paper money. This is burned to send to our ancestors or the departed, the people who have left the earth. These are like kind of gifts and things to them. So we send people gifts through burning them through paper money and stuff. So it's kind of the same, but also quite different at the same time. Of course, every family celebrates Tomb Sweeping Day in a different way. And it just really depends on how your family celebrates and what you guys do. All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoyed the article. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Alex.
We'll see you guys soon. Bye.
See you, bye.
Celebrating life on the Day of the Dead. On the Day of the Dead, the celebration often begins at home. Families will gather to share some foods and drinks that their ancestors enjoyed when they were alive. People will look at old pictures of the dead, and the adults will share stories about their lives with the younger generation. Later, families will visit the final resting place of their loved ones. After cleaning the graves, they will leave some flowers and gifts. In the late afternoon, everyone in the town will come together for a large festival. Colorful skull decorations are everywhere. Most have smiling faces, though, bringing some light to the subject of death. One of the best parts of the festival is its big parade. String puppets and large skeleton dolls walk out in the streets as people dance to guitar music and set off fireworks. Remembering and honoring the dead remind people that they're part of the circle of life. It also encourages them to enjoy every moment because life is short.
Vocabulary review.
Gather. The boss gathered all his employees to have a small speech this morning. Colorful. This parade is full of colorful balloons and beautiful clothes. Subject. Lisa tried to change the subject of the conversation because it made her feel uncomfortable. Firework. We enjoyed a variety of fireworks at Bouchard Garden in Canada. Honor. The president gave a speech in order to honor the soldiers who died in the war. Remind. The pictures on the wall always remind me of the quality time with my family.